The Lost Treasure, The Hounds of Penhallow Hall, Book 2. Written by Holly Webb and read by Emily Wheaton.
We could go to the cove and swim, Polly suggested. Rex only gave one paw a vague wave to show he'd heard. He was lying on his back in the sunshine, half asleep, and he didn't look as though he really wanted to do anything. But Polly was restless. There were only 3 weeks left of the summer holidays, and she was starting to feel the days slipping through her fingers. She wanted to have adventures, to explore, not just laze about in the sun. It was hard to explain that to a dog, though, especially a ghost dog who was so old he didn't actually know how old he was. Polly gave a huge sigh and then peered round at the clump of rose bushes to check that none of the visitors exploring the garden had heard her. I suppose the cove will be packed with people having picnics anyway, she added gloomily. It's almost lunchtime.
What's the matter?
She hadn't noticed Rex rolling over. Now he was sitting up, and he poked his long grey muzzle over her shoulder and licked her cheek.
You don't sound happy.
Polly absent-mindedly rubbed away the slobbery patch with one hand. I don't know. I woke up this morning and remembered it's more than halfway through the holidays, that's all. Rex didn't say anything, and Polly peered round at him. I mean, I'll have to go to school soon.
You'll go away,
Rex said slowly, pulling his head back. Polly turned to look at him properly. He was drooping. It's the only word. His long wolfhound head hung down between his front paws, and his shoulder blades were sticking out of his golden brown coat. He looked skinny suddenly, and sad.
Rex, what is it?
Polly flung her arms round his neck, relieved that he was still warm and there, and just a little smelly. The more time Rex and Polly spent together, the more real he seemed to become. Had she imagined that he was fading slightly round the edges just then?
You're leaving.
No! Polly hugged Rex tighter and then drew back to look him in the eyes, realizing what he'd said.
No, you don't understand. I'll only be going to school in the village.
She stared at him worriedly. You thought I meant boarding school, like William, didn't you? Rex nodded. He was still gazing at her anxiously, but his ears had pricked up a little.
William was a Penhallow and rich. That's why his parents sent him away to school. It's what families like that did in the 1900s. There's no way Mum could afford a boarding school. And I wouldn't want to go anyway. Honestly, I wouldn't. I'd hate it.
William, the ghost who haunted the nursery floors of Penhallow Hall, had been sent away to school at 7. Polly couldn't imagine leaving home that young. Home, his parents, his beloved dog Magnus. It must have been awful, even though William didn't complain about it.